Public education's a mess. Take this report from the Austin-based news outlet called the Austin Bureau. Trustees and officials of the Austin Independent School District are dreaming about how they could spend funds freed up by closing 12 schools. Enhanced, quote, cultural proficiency training, end quote, would be one area targeted for reinvestment if plans move forward, according to staff presentations. Citing the necessity for cultural proficiency and inclusion, Austin ISD Chief of Business and Operations Nicole Conley Johnson said that savings from the school closures would be invested in cultural proficiency training for more than 6,000 teachers, counselors, and staff. In remarks to the board, Equity Officer Dr. Stephanie Hawley cited the importance of making sure that every child is in the presence of somebody who understands what it is to be culturally proficient. If you're in a dominant culture, you have to understand how your culture and how your use of power impacts another person. I think that this is one of the boldest steps that we are taking because we are talking about the re-education of an entire system, she said. Yeah, sounding just like a Communist Party official talking about re-education camps. Another area Austin ISD will use the money for that was discussed is new and expanded opportunities in social justice. This Austin ISD example should be enough evidence for you to reconsider if you're a doubter that public education is fundamentally a mess. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.